This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3912 for Tuesday, the 1st of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled Emergency Show Biltong and Rui Bose. It is hosted by Shane Shannon and is about 4 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Shane brings us a taste of South Africa with some local tea and jerky. You are listening to a show from 2018 that was posted to the reserve queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio. The project will stop if the listeners do not continue to contribute shows.
Hacker Public Radio audience, this is Shane Shannon, speaking from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. And I think this will be an evergreen episode. Number one, because I don't have much to say, and what I say today won't change probably in 100 years, so here we go. I'll try to stick this episode in the emergency show so that it can be used whenever, and because it'll be an evergreen topic, it should suit just fine. So I come originally from South Africa, and I was born to two English speakers in South Africa. But my parents knew Afrikaans, and they knew some Afrikaans culture as well. So I'm going to talk about two foods that I think come from the Afrikaner culture. The first I'll talk about is a tea, an herbal tea from South Africa, from some kind of red bush, and it's called rooibos. R-O-O-I-B-O-S. And it's a flavorful tea. But it's very light with opium bland. If I was going to compare it to anything, I would say it would have the lightness of something flavored with vanilla when you're not overdoing it. Maybe the best word to describe rooibos is to call it mild. And here in Canada, you can get the tea bags for rooibos almost in any grocery store. I hope you can find it in the area you're in. If you want something with no caffeine in it, I believe this has no caffeine, try this herbal tea called rooibos. Very mild, yet still flavorful. And the second South African thing that I want to talk about is a treat called biltong. B-I-L-T-O-N-G. So this is strips of meat that have been salted and spiced and then left out to dry. So it's a very South African thing. They would do this when the weather was the hottest, I think. And this is that's how the meat is preserved, by drying and not by smoking or anything like that. So my father still attempts to make it. He dries it in a warm shed that he has. So I still get to eat biltong even though I haven't been back to South Africa since I was 5 years old. It's kind of like beef jerky, except because of the variety of spices, I find it a bit more flavorful. And I think it may even be a little bit tougher to chew. So that's it. Two South African things, even though here I am living in Canada. These are the only parts of my South African heritage that I actually know about. Rooibos tea, R-O-O-I-B-O-S, and biltong, B-I-L-T-O-N-G. Okay, thank you, Hacker Public Radio audience. Why don't you tell me about some foods or teas or snacks or smoked meats from your culture? Do a show about it. Goodbye for now.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by an
honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.